Rid-Calais got uncertainly to his feet and pointed to it. "Not far now," he said. The Dean actually growled.
"I've just about had enough of that insufferable cheerfulness," he said. "So just shut up, will you?"
"Enough of that. I am your Arch-Chancellor, Dean," said Rid-Calais.
"Well, let's just talk about that, shall we?" said the Dean, and Ponder saw the nasty gleam in his eye.
"This is hardly the time, Dean. Exactly on what basis are you giving orders, Rid-Cully? You're the Arch-Chancellor of what, precisely? Unseen University doesn't even exist. Tell him, Senior Wrangler."
"I don't have to if I don't want to," sniffed the Senior Wrangler.
"What? What?"
snapped the Dean. "I don't believe I have to take orders from you, Dean."
When the bursar climbed up on deck a minute later, the boat was already rocking. It was hard to say how many factions there were, since a wizard is capable of being a faction all by himself. But there were broadly two sides, both liaisons being as stable as an egg on a seesaw. What amazed Ponder Stibbons when he thought about it later was that no one had yet resorted to using magic. The wizards had spent a lot of time in an atmosphere where a cutting remark did more damage than a magic sword, and for sheer malign pleasure, a well-structured memo could do more real damage than a fireball every time. Besides, no one had their staff, and no one had any spells handy. And in those circumstances, it's easier to hit someone. Although in the case of wizards, non-magical fighting usually means flailing ineffectually at the opponent while trying to keep out of his way. The bursar's fixed smile faded a little.
"I got 3% more than you in my finals."
"Oh, and how do you know that, Dean?"
"I looked at the paper when you were appointed Arch-Chancellor."
"What? After 40 years?
An examination is an examination."
The bursar began.
"Ye gods, that's pretty. That's just the sort of thing I'd expect from a student who even had a separate pen for red ink."
"Ha! At least I didn't spend all my time drinking and betting and staying out all hours."
"Huh! I bloody well did, yes, and I learned the ways of the world, and I still got nearly as many marks as you in spite of a prize-winning hangover, you puffed-up barrel of lard."
Oh, it's personal remarks now, is it?"
"Absolutely. Two chairs. Let's have some personal remarks. We always said that walking behind you made people seasick."
"I wonder if at this point," said the bursar.
The air crackled around the wizards. A wizard in a foul temper attracts magic like overripe fruit gets flies.
"You think I'd make a better Arch-Chancellor, don't you, bursar?" said the Dean.
The bursar blinked his watery eyes.
The two of you, many good points. Perhaps this is the time to make a common cause."
They spent just a moment considering this.
"Well said," said the Dean.
"Got a point," said Rid-Cully, "because, you know, I've never liked the lecturer in recent runes very much."
"Smirks all the time," Rid-Cully agreed. "Not a member of the team."
"Oh, really?"
The lecturer in recent runes put on a particularly evil smirk.
"At least I got higher marks than you, and am noticeably thinner than the Dean. Although a great many things are. Tell them, Stibbons."
"That's Mr. Stibbons, fat man,"
Ponder heard the voice. He knew it was his. He felt as though he was hypnotized. He could stop any time he liked. It was just that he didn't quite feel like it.
Could I just say," the bursar tried.
"Shut up, bursar," roared Rid-Cully.
Sorry.
Rid-Cully waved a finger at the Dean.
"Now you listen to me."
A crimson spark leapt off his hand, left a trail of smoke past the Dean's ear, and hit the mast, which exploded. The Dean took a deep breath, and when the Dean took a deep breath, appreciably less air was left in the atmosphere. It was let out with a roar.
"You dare fire magic at me?"
Rid-Cully was staring at his hand.
But I...
Ponder finally managed to force the words out between teeth that were trying to clamp together.
Magic's ejecting us."
"What? What are you gurgling about, man?" said the lecturer in recent runes.
"I'll show you magic, you pompous clown," screamed the Dean, raising both hands.